Sean, this is the 8th edition. 2014 was the last one. What's additional in this one?
Well, I suppose everything that happened since 2014, they've been kind of very important years and great years for the GAA, so all that is recorded. The four names of the four ladies' teams that won the Ulster Championships for 4 years, and the men's team that won the two championships since the last book, and the Gador team that won the Ulster, and the other teams that won Ulster, St. Columbkill and Red Hughes at junior level, and Gador at under 21 level, and St. Eunan's under 16 level. So kind of all the main events that have happened during the last 5 years, which have been very historic and very hectic in the county. There hasn't nothing much, really too much new. I compiled a list of Donegal's top scorers for every year in football for the last 50. Now, some years it wasn't hard to do because, as you know yourself, Tom, there were years when Donegal had very few games way back. You know, when you played three Ligon Cup games, and if you lost them, you were out. And then you played a McKenna, and you could be out in the first round and be out in the first round of the championship. So with that team, there might be only five competitive inter-county games in the year, in a bad year, whereas now they're 17, 18, 19. The thing is really thriving. So I try to make out that list of 50. It's very interesting, actually, because, you know, for years Martin McHugh was the dominant, but very different years then. Tony Boyle was the top scorer, Manus was the top scorer, Declan was the top scorer, right down to the team now of Michael and Colm Anthony and Jamie Brennan last year. So I try to do that, which is interesting. And I think people sometimes are interested in lists and things like that, and some of the things that the Democrat has done in last year is about the top 50 players and the team of the decade and things like that. I also try to get the hurlers. Well, I only managed 10 years of that so far. It'll take longer than that to get all the hurling thing together. But again, sometimes you're not as aware of that, you know, of the great exploits of people like Declan Coulter this year and last, and Davin Flynn had a fantastic year there 1 year, and then the local boys, Henderson and Mathewson and Kevin Campbell and McDermott and all of these. So there isn't too much new in it, but...
Well, obviously, a lot of statistics, a lot of facts, which are so valuable for historians, for the record.
Ah, yeah, well, there's records there anyway. And I was saying when I was talking there, I suppose, behind every result and behind every fact, there are stories and human stories. And that's what I was saying yesterday when PJ McFadden was buried in Dunfanaghy. You know, people were talking about the league that Kilcar won way back in 79, I think it was, and he was a member of that team. And, you know, every lane evokes memories for different people.
Yeah. From small acorns, great things grow, I suppose. 1979 was the first, wasn't it?
The 1979 was a wee book called The County Finals, a 12-page book. The first of the Book of Facts was in 85. So, but it's certainly grown from 79 with a tiny wee book that just gave the results of the championship finals and the various grades. And... then later on, then expanded and expanded. As the GAA expanded and expanded, and the whole boom of ladies' football and of underage football and various different competitions, and the hurlers doing well at the moment too. And so it kind of represents the growth of the GAA in the county.
The book has just been published. As 2014 was the last time. Where can people get it? And where, obviously, it's in... clubs, it's available through clubs?
Yeah, well, I told the clubs that it was available, that they could get club ones. Michael Murphy said he would stock a fair number of them, and the bookmark in Letterkenny and the two shops there in the courtyard and the one down at the Tesco's and the Four Masters has it in Donegal Town and Divers and Ardara, and the clubs will be able to get it for people anyway.
And is it in the shops yet?
Well, it's in those shops, all right, yeah. It's in the bookmark, and Michael will have it this evening, and Four Masters will have it soon, I hope.